This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marp. Central Coast high school students joined their cohorts around the nation on Wednesday in organizing walkouts to support gun control. At the high school in Morro Bay, about one-third of the student body participated, leaving classrooms around 9:30 a.m. and walking out to the edge of campus in Atascadero Road. Several local adults gathered to support the students, holding their handmade signs and cheering on the speakers. A festive and earnest atmosphere prevailed. Midway through the rally, a policeman parked his SUV closer to the crowd so that the students could use the vehicle's loudspeaker.
They say tougher gun laws do not decrease gun violence. We call BS.
BS!
They say a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun. We call BS.
BS!
16-year-old Alexa Ford co-organized Wednesday's event at Morro Bay High School.
I first heard about the walkout on social media, and I thought that this is a movement that's important, and this is something that's going to gain momentum, and I need to start it at my school.
A local Catholic priest, Father Ed Holderoff, turned out to support the Morro Bay students. He says he hopes the students' activism will prompt gun reform.
It's not about rights, because we gave up our rights for security in airports. So no one seems to mind that, but when it comes to guns, all of a sudden it's my rights. I don't think you can have it both ways.
Elsewhere on the Central Coast, students rallied or walked out of dozens of high schools on Wednesday morning. Now we go to Santa Maria, where KCBX's Tyler Pratt headed.
Santa Barbara County's Pioneer Valley High School sits right up against acres and acres of Santa Maria farmland. At 9:55 Wednesday morning, the interior of the campus was mostly quiet. Just a few students lined up by a stage built into the school's main quad. They were holding orange paper cutouts in their hands.
It's a puzzle piece, and it's one of the girl who died in the Parkland shooting.
That's student Faith Gonzalez.
We're going to go read in the stage and say who they were and then connect the puzzle pieces together.
Just before 10 a.m., students started streaming out of their classrooms. Some appeared a bit timid, not quite sure what to expect. A few students held signs denouncing gun violence. Orange ribbons were quietly handed out.
I walked out of class today because of the 17 lives that were taken away by pure acts of violence.
Andrea Chavez stood in the corner of the quad's performance space with her friends.
I don't think it's right that Congress isn't doing anything, and I believe that there needs to be a drastic change.
While Chavez was talking, students and a couple of faculty walked out one by one on stage and read off their pieces of paper.
Jamie Guttenberg was a dancer.
Nicholas Dorrit would have been swimming next year at the University of Indianapolis.
Alyssa Aladeft was a soccer player.
Instead of students walking off campus, the Pioneer Valley administration say they worked with students to create an event that kept them on school grounds. Lisa Walters is the activities director at Pioneer Valley.
Honestly, if they leave campus, it's more unsafe than if they stay on campus. So we wanted to provide a safe place for them to come, and they did. We had about half of our student body, I would say, maybe a little more.
Students who did not participate remained in their classrooms. As can be expected at a student-run event, there were a few hiccups, like during junior Jenna Santana's singing performance. Her backing track cut out. But she kept singing anyway. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.